As someone, Andy, who cares deeply about the game and its future, I do have to ask you about your assessment of Ryan Braun and that situation. I know there's an ongoing investigation, certainly with Biogenesis, and you're not, I'm sure, being privy to all the information pertaining to it. But just on the surface, what's your reaction?
Well, I certainly don't, you know, I don't have any information more than anybody, John Q. Public, has. But I'll tell you the one thing, Brett, that I took a lot of encouragement from, and that's the fact that, you know, the Players Association and the clubs, you know, could come to an agreement, you know, without this thing being drawn through, you know, several layers of litigation and arbitration hearings or whatever. The fact that, you know, you were able to take this kind of a subject and have an agreement, essentially. You know, this game has come light years with its relationship with the players from what it used to be. And the fact that the Players Association, you know, is on board with this, I think is a very, very positive thing for our game and speaks well of those people, you know, in New York, both on the player side and the club side that were able to work out this agreement. You know, and I applaud the commissioner for being able to make as much progress as we've been able to make. This was, believe me, because I was involved, this was a difficult subject for the players to embrace, and it appears to me that they have, and I think that is a positive thing that we're able to make an agreement.
A few more moments here with former Orioles GM Andy McPhail. Andy, I have to bring this up. It's almost funny looking back on it. It might have been obvious to you then, but I don't think it was obvious to everyone. I know you weren't terribly pleased when this comment that you made became public about Alex Rodriguez's original contract. I believe you were talking about his contract, not the current one with the Yankees, which is not only the worst in the history of baseball, but maybe the worst in the history of professional sports by a long shot. But you were talking about his original contract with Texas and how it was likely the worst ever. And we can go through the litany of the ones that have been made since. But looking back at that contract and some of the ones made since, I'm not going to ask you to comment on them case by case, but it's my theory, and maybe I have a lot of bad theories, so feel free to correct me, but I almost think the Orioles and some of the other smaller market clubs in Tampa Bay, Pittsburgh, and a handful of others have almost been put in an interesting situation here in the post-steroid era world, where the Orioles may have been punished as harshly as any club, considering the guys linked to the Orioles through the steroid era and the PED era. Now they all might be benefiting from it because the Yankees and a handful of other clubs have made all these contracts, these long-term deals that they're locked into. And even if the current guys aren't using, i.e. Albert Pujols, or let's say Albert Pujols never touched a PED in his life, it's all based on this 1990s, early 2000s model where a player will seemingly remain 25 for the rest of his life. And here are the Orioles and the Rays not locked into long-term agreements. They can be loose. They can feel free to kind of make decisions on a whim. And now, where the Orioles are so punished by the steroid era, they might be benefiting the most from it.
Well, I would say there are two things that come to mind with that question. The first is I absolutely concur that there is a real value to having a roster that sort of frees up some money every year, which is always one of our goals, that you had to make sure you had money rolling off every year so you could spend money every year and sort of spend it in a fresh environment, as opposed to making decisions 4 years ago that are going to tie your hands for the next 7 years. That's never, you know, to me, the odds are way against you on that. The second thing, back to the A-Rod point that I made, which is this is why, you know, doing these things is dangerous, because they can get sort of put out of perspective. What I was trying to say in A-Rod, and I still believe it, is that the worst deal in my imagination was the Texas A-Rod deal, only because the player played, and, you know, his performance was as good as you could hope, but the team didn't improve one iota. And the attendance, you know, the public acceptance really didn't improve very much. And it ended up being such a bad deal that you had to send away one of the game's more productive or most productive players and then put in a great deal of cash in the deal as well. So that deal was doomed to fail from the beginning. I mean, there are a lot of other, I think you can look back on bad signings based on the performance didn't equal the economic commitment the club made. But, you know, in this case, it was going to be impossible. You know, it just, even when the player performed, there was no, you know, there really wasn't the, what you would expect, sort of the commensurate comeback to the club. So to me, that one was was doomed from the start. Most of those are contingent upon how the player performs. In this case, the player performed great, and still no needle really moved.
Fascinating. I do want to ask you this, Andy, and we'll end on this, I guess, that, you know, the fans around Baltimore, I've always felt, and I don't think I'm alone in this, they are really intelligent in how they kind of can look back in the moment, passionate like any other fan base, but they can look back and say, man, Andy McPhail did a great job, and he put this club in a great position to turn things around, which the Orioles have done. A hypothetical here, come October, there's a playoff game in Baltimore. Ownership, the organization wants Andy McPhail to throw out a first pitch before a playoff game. Would that be something you would consider?
Well, we're getting way ahead of ourselves there, hey. A lot of things. But I will say that both Dan and Peter were kind enough to invite me out last year for the postseason. But, you know, to me, it's their show. When you go, you go. And, you know, it's their show now. And, you know, I don't really need to be hanging around talking about the trades we made 3 or 4 years ago. You know what I mean?
Well, I do appreciate you allowing us to talk a little bit about those trades, because it's fascinating looking back, and you are such a big part of the renaissance of Baltimore baseball. Once again, something I know you do care about. So thank you very much for that, Andy, and hopefully we'll catch up again in the future.
Brett, thanks for having me.